From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is the Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I will continue my discussion of the fundamental classic Star Wars themes that you will find in every Star Wars movie, in every Star Wars novel or television episode, and that is also definitely present in The Last Jedi. However, don't worry, this is still spoiler-free. These are classic themes. You know these themes, but look for them when you go watch The Last Jedi for the first time, for the second time, for the third time, and you will see these themes also in this latest movie. So, the next classic Star Wars theme is Destiny versus free will, predetermination in a certain way versus chance and choices that people make. The dark side often uses this terminology of it is your destiny. It means you basically don't have a choice. This is what is going to happen. I will tell you, this is going to, the Emperor does this all the time when he talks with Luke. This is your destiny. You know, everything is under control. It's part of the script. Just don't resist it anymore. Whereas the light side of the Force, the teachings of the Jedi is always, but open yourself for change. Let go of your control. This is not about control. This is about opening your heart, opening your mind, opening your soul, perhaps even, and let that Force change you and do unexpected things. Very similar to the role of the Holy Spirit in the Christian tradition, where it is never going according to plan if you let the Holy Spirit in. The Holy Spirit is constantly surprising you and making changes that you cannot predict. You don't have an overview of things. The Holy Spirit has. Well, in Star Wars, the equivalent, you could say in a certain way, in certain aspects, is the Force, where if you let it in, it will change destinies. It will change people. People don't follow a script. And don't follow always necessarily the will of those supreme leaders or emperors. No, you are made with a free will. Your destiny is basically to be free and to make your own choices. And whenever that is taken away by the dark side, then you will see that the light side of the Force is trying to fight back and to get a hold of people again, to convert them basically so that they become free people instead of slaves. So destiny versus free will, classic Star Wars, definitely a part of every good Star Wars story. The seventh theme, the seventh classic Star Wars theme, this is perhaps one of the most fundamental ones, storytelling-wise. It is the journey of the hero. This is a concept that George Lucas takes from Joseph Campbell, who describes the journey that every hero in every story, in from mythology to Star Wars, is going through and has these certain separate, these distinct phases. And if you look at Star Wars, all the main characters will follow at least part of that hero's journey, be it Anakin Skywalker or Luke or in this case Rey, perhaps even Kylo Ren. Who knows? So, what is this hero's journey? It starts with the call, the calling. You know, you live on this remote planet and all of a sudden there are two Jedi showing up, or there's this little droid BB-8 and you are receiving a call to adventure. And then what you often see, second stage, is this refusal of the calls, like I'm not worthy or I'm not powerful enough or who am I? I'm just living on this remote junk planet. What can I do? It is something that you see in every calling of the prophets in the Old Testament. It's God surprises someone, is I need you. And then the prophet is always, or the future prophet is like, but I cannot speak. I cannot do that. And so then you have not just a refusal of the hero of the call, but once the hero starts the journey, there is this external opposition. There is a gatekeeper. Think of Darth Maul on Tatooine when the two Jedi want to take Anakin away. And then there, all of a sudden there's Darth Maul, literally a gatekeeper that prevents them from fleeing the planet. Well, every Star Wars story has these gatekeepers that will block the call, will block the journey of the hero. But of course, that gatekeeper needs to be overcome. And then there is initiation. You don't turn into a hero from one day to another. No, you need a teacher. You need to go sometimes to a remote planet, Dagobah, for instance, where you will learn in a completely different environment than the one you're used to. You learn the ways of the Force. Every hero will have to go through this phase of initiation. And that also means unlearning things that you thought you knew, and learning new ways of doing things. In a certain way, the story of the nativity with the wise man is also a similar journey of initiation, where they have to find their way. They leave their own country. They arrive in this new country. They're looking for this newborn king. They're looking at the stars. They're learning, you know, who can we trust? Who can't we trust? And then ultimately, their biggest discovery is that this king that they have been looking for is a child in a manger, and that his power is basically non-existent. And then they kneel down and they discover that their true identity is in giving, is becoming, is giving their gifts, giving away. And then they go back home via another itinerary. Their lives have changed. They have been initiated in this faith by their encounter with God's force that becomes alive in this child, in Jesus. So this hero's journey then continues with mystical insight. It's the moment where it clicks, where you finally face your destiny in a certain way, but your destiny is also – it's not a written path, but your destiny is who you are going to become. It's this person that is open to the Force. That is your destiny. It's becoming truly yourself, following your vocation. This mystical insights often happens in special places. Think of the Force tree on Dagobah, where Luke Skywalker has to face his greatest fear. And then ultimately behind that mask is his own face. So it's also looking yourself looking at your own reflection and acknowledging who you are and who you want to be. There is, of course, this journey, this further journey that you don't go alone, but you have companions, you have a fellowship, you have friends that will accompany the hero on his or her journey. There is oftentimes a rescue attempt. Could be literally the damsel in distress, you know, Luke Skywalker, who tries to rescue Princess Leia. And then this princess ultimately is not really a damsel in distress. She's very powerful too, and ends up rescuing basically Luke and Han. But there is this element of rescue. This can also be a mission of a rescue mission, a personal rescue mission, like Luke when he confronts his father, and then tries to bring him back to the light side. But there is always rescue as part of the journey of the hero. You have confrontation. Usually during this rescue attempt, there is this moment of truth where you have to decide, am I going the easy way or am I going to follow the narrow path? You know, am I going to let myself be tempted to use the Force for my own purposes, or can I let go and trust and do what is right, even though it may kill me? You know, the moment of choice, very important in the hero's journey. You have usually also in a life or death situation. And then there is the return of the hero. This can also be after almost dying. You know, there may be this resurrection moment where, you know, you thought everything was going haywire. And then ultimately, if you have made the right choice, you will survive. You will live another day, to see another day. But the heroes always return having gone through personal change. You're no longer the same guy. You see that in the beginning of Return of the Jedi when we see Luke, and now he's a true Jedi, and you see that he has changed. He's no longer the farm boy. He is a Jedi now. Well, the eighth classic Star Wars theme is structural similarities. This is something that people see often as a flaw. It's like, well, The Force Awakens was just like A New Hope. It's mimicking. No, that is classic Star Wars. Structural similarities, repetition of words, of phrases, of situations. There is also a lot of musical repetition and almost circularity, where you will find these hints like, oh, what I see now is something that I know. I've seen it before. And even Star Wars, kind of on a meta level, is a repetition of things that we, of stories that we already know. If you look at the Bible, you'll see a lot of situations and characters and choices that people have to make that you will see in Star Wars. Because Star Wars, in many ways, George Lucas took a lot of the wisdom in these old scriptures and old religions and used them again in his own Star Wars saga. So I think this is a strength of the Star Wars stories. We need repetition to learn, to discover. That is why I always encourage people to not stop at the first viewing of any Star Wars movie. Go back, watch it again. Look for those structural similarities, and you will start to enjoy it on a whole newer level. Love and self-sacrifice is the ninth fundamental Star Wars theme. Where people love, they will make sacrifices out of love. It's the opposite of the dark side that also makes sacrifices, but it's never self-sacrifice. They always sacrifice the other guy. And so love, the light side, will lead to self-sacrifice. It can be on the level of putting your life in jeopardy, but it can ultimately also be, you know, putting your life at risk and losing your life to rescue the ones you love. And that requires fearlessness. And that brings me to the last, the 10th theme that you will see in every good Star Wars story. Love and self-sacrifice require courage. And it requires you to push away any hint of fear. Fear leads to the dark side. And in every single Star Wars story, you can trace back evil and the wrong choices that people make to fear. It starts with fear. Anakin, he's afraid to lose Padme. He's afraid of not having the respect of his master. He's afraid of not being strong enough. He's self-doubt. Look at Kylo Ren in The Force Awakens. He is afraid. He is not all powerful. No, he is afraid that he will lose it. He's almost praying to Darth Vader, his grandfather. I need some help. You know, help me finish what you began. But it's ultimately because he's afraid. Why is he wearing the mask? It's because he's afraid of looking people in the eye. Darth Vader, same thing, you know. There's a lot of fear that made him a slave. Fear leads to the dark side. Even Yoda has to learn that. Yoda, with his fellow Jedi masters on Coruscant, refused to train Anakin because they were afraid. And look at what it did. It brought down the entire universe. This young boy, because he was refused out of fear, became this dark Vader, this master of evil. Fear leads to the dark side. Obi-Wan, same thing. You know, at one point he's afraid of the strength in Anakin, but also the character of Anakin. He doesn't truly give Anakin the trust that Anakin is looking for, and so that brings Anakin to the dark side. He feels that fear. He feels that he's not loved but feared. And that pushes him even further away from love. Well, that is, I think, a very fundamental theme, fear versus trust. What is the big lesson that Luke Skywalker has to learn, and basically any Jedi apprentice has to learn, is let go of your fear. Trust your feelings. It's ultimately another word for faith. Faith is trust. Well, with these 10 themes, the 5 that I've discussed today and the 5 that I've discussed in the previous episode of The Daily Breakfast, I invite you to go watch or rewatch The Last Jedi. And I am sure that you will spot them in this movie, as well as in the next movie and in all the movies and stories that will follow. I'm Father Roderick, signing off for today. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks to my patrons over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick for their support. If you become a patron, you'll get access to a special podcast feed exclusive to my patrons in which I answer all your questions. And it can be about the dark side, the light side, the Force, Star Wars, Star Trek, faith, anything. And on Trideo.com, Trideo.com, you'll find all the previous shows and future shows that I make. So take care, God bless, and may the Force be with you.